ओम शांति
ओम शांति। आज सतगुरुवार के दिन
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु
आप सबकी याद लेके जैसे मैं वतन
कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्बरेंसेस विद मायसेल्फ एज आई रीच्ड द सटल रीजन
कहीं दूर से आते हुए
I saw Baba coming from some place. After a few seconds, as Baba came closer, before I could even ask Baba, Baba himself said, Child, do you know where the father is coming from today? I just remained silent. Baba continued saying, Baba had gone on a tour of the entire world. Baba was saying, how the devotee souls are praying to their beloved deities, to the Supreme Being, how much bhakti they are engaged in, and how much effort they are making, and what not they are doing to attain something. Baba went on a tour along with the ancestor souls and showed them also a vision of the devotee souls as well as that of the Brahmin souls. So they saw how the Brahmin souls are practicing to attain their complete form, their perfect form, as well as their future form, the efforts they are making to stabilize themselves in those two forms. Baba then emerged many, many brothers and sisters in the subtle region, and Baba was telling all of them, stabilize yourselves in your perfect form. Stabilize yourself in your Brahmin form and the form of being the beloved deity of the devotees. And then share those experiences with the world. The father has given the children the task of world transformation too. And as Baba said this, I could see everyone in their perfect form. Baba then said, stabilize yourself in your angelic form and go on a tour of the entire world and see what you have to do to carry out world transformation, see what experiences you have to give the devotee souls, and through your perfect form see what you, how you will carry out all the activities in the future world. So as the children started to ready themselves and fly, there were some who got tired midway, and then a gust of air comes, and they start swaying in that wind, and they get further tired. They then see a tree in front of them, so they're tired and they're feeling hungry, so they come close to this tree. So the very beautiful fruits on this tree, and as they have the thought of picking the fruit and eating them, what happens is on one fruit was written the fruit of body consciousness, and on the next fruit, a larger fruit was written, I am everything. So that was the fruit of the consciousness of I, the arrogance of I. And then the third fruit was written. It was a very beautiful, very colorful fruit. And on it was written the arrogance of one's position. So that the third fruit was beautiful, very colorful, it was looking very attractive. And whoever would see that fruit would want to pick it. So as the children were going closer to the fruit, they were not able to take hold of the fruit in their hands. And some who were able to take the fruit was just melting and getting spoiled. The children were also thirsty. So Baba then explained the scene. The children have thoughts and subtle desires for certain things. And this is why they're not able to experience the fruit of their efforts. And that doesn't allow them, those desires and those thoughts don't allow them to experience their perfect form. So according to the time, what do the children have to do? What does the world want from you? The world wants to see their favorite beloved deities. The scientists too are searching for such souls who can give clarification to their research and clear the things that they have to carry out. And people in the world are also looking for the ancestor souls. They want to see their deities in their perfect, complete form. And the Brahmin souls want to become perfect as soon as possible. This is what the father also wants. Baba wants to see the children stabilize themselves in the stage of the self. Stabilize yourself in all the attainments that the father has given you. Maintain the intoxication of all those attainments and stabilize yourself in that. And then you'll automatically continue to become perfect. So the children have very subtle desires, they have certain thoughts about what they want, and those, all of that will also transform according to the time. The children have to bring their perfect form in front of them and pay attention to that, because time is cautioning all of you. And you have to become perfect soon, so that you can reveal the Father, glorify the Father. You can also give experiences to the devotee souls, and give experiences to souls of the world that Baba, God, is the support for all. He alone can give experiences to all. He alone can give attainments to all. Baba then gave remembrances to all the children and said the father is pleased. Baba went on an entire tour of the world and was looking at the children's efforts, their love, and seeing with what love and dedication they're making efforts. They are bringing change within themselves. Baba is pleased to see the transformation and the efforts, but from time to time the gust of wind of Maya comes to the children, and so the children have to go across all of this. So this is what the father wants. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I then offered the poke to Baba and then returned. Om Shanti.